I calculate it's about 5 minutes to turn on the decks time when the music will start pumping once again at the One Love Festival. I've been walking around and spotting this van, this Bedford camper van, parked in the middle in all its kind of primer and dirty white paint glory. It's been rubbed down, but it didn't dawn on me that it might be a piece. I thought it was just some lost camper, but it looks like it's going to be a piece of art. And the artist, the graffiti artist, the writer, who is going to be working on it, is sat right next to me, warming up for the day, surrounded by paint cans. So, what's your name?
I'm Tizer One from the ID crew.
You're in a few crews, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in like 14 crews, I think, something like that. I'm in some international crews. I'm in an American crew called HOD, Australian crew SDM, Hungarian crew called RHC, Croatian crew called YCP, and I'm in a lot of London graffiti crews as well.
Can you name some of the other writers that are here today?
Yeah, there's Stoke, Jabs, Doubter, Beggs, Twesh from Italy is coming a little bit later. Dist, Awards, and I think Jobs as well is coming to paint. There's a few other people knocking about as well, but I can't think of them right now.
You've written and tagged and ran with some of the best and some of the more famous as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been really lucky. I mean, I've started doing graffiti when I was 12 years old in 1988. 12 going on 13. And for like maybe the first 9 years of I was just really into tagging. That's all I was really interested in. I mean, I was doing track sites and stuff as well, but I was mostly into trying to get good tags and getting as many tags as I could during the day. It was I didn't spend a lot of time at home. I was skateboarding a lot, and then I was traveling around the city. It had lots of friends from all over different parts of the city, so I'd just tag to and from their houses, really. And, you know, it was graffiti was always a really positive part of my life. It gave me quite a lot of direction. It made me proud of myself and gave me a lot of self-awareness, really. It can be really positive for some people and really negative for others, you know. It depends how you take it, though. But it can be a really exciting, good part of people's lives, you know.
Now, you knew King Robbo, and you still know Banksy, and I'm guessing you guys cross paths occasionally. Is it true that when you first met King Robbo, he almost like man-hugged your head off?
Well, yeah, I was introduced to him maybe about 5-6 years ago. No, it's probably about maybe 7 years ago, something like that. But yeah, I was introduced to him, and I said to him that he was one of my heroes as a child. I really looked up to him. He was one of the first kind of major train painters in London, and had a crew called WRH, which was like four people. It was Doze, PIC, and Prime, and Robbo. He wrote a lot with Chalky and Skip, and all the kind of first generation, really important writers. And yeah, I just told him that I was really into his tags, just because at the time when I was young, that was all I was really excited about, was tags, really. So I told him that I really liked his tag, and it really inspired me to get a better tag, really.
I mean, I guess not many people go on about his tags.
Well, no, that's what he was saying. He turned around, he was like, "No one ever fucking talks about my tags," and like grabbed me and kissed me on the forehead. But like he was. I met him loads of times, and every time we saw each other, he was really cool to me, and we'd go for beers and stuff like that. But yeah, he was a good guy. I liked him.
There's a lot of people kind of behind the scenes that you never get to see, Obviously, due to certain issues with tagging in certain places that might not necessarily be appreciated. You've appeared in photos, haven't you? And there was a piece in The Guardian not so long ago, which you may want to put the record straight, because we did have a conversation about how you may have been slightly misquoted.
Yeah, well...
Why are you okay being photographed?
Well, the thing is that I've done graffiti for so long that about 11 years ago, I was having random graffiti writers coming up to me and going, "Oh, you're Tizer." And I was like, "How the hell do you know what I look like?" So I thought, well, if writers know what I look like, then the police blatantly know who I am. And the thing is, I do a lot of kind of community-based stuff. And I work a lot with like young offenders and disabled children, normal kids and stuff like that. So I paint murals with councils and stuff like that. And I don't know, I've never looked at graffiti as being a negative thing. I've always tried to promote the positive sides of hip-hop culture.
So have you gone totally straight when it comes to where you paint?
No, not necessarily. But
they've got to find you.
Well, yeah, but I'm not. It's not that difficult to find. It's like, you know what I mean? It's probably one of the easiest crimes to hunt down the person. You know, you're writing the same thing over and over and over again. So it's not like it's good detective work. It's not like, we found him. You know, it's...
Have you been picked up many times?
I've been arrested probably about 20 times. I've been de-arrested a lot of times just because I've... Some of the places I've been caught are abandoned warehouses, and because of the laws of this country, it comes down to personal ownership. So if they don't know who owns the building, they can't really press charges. So I've been de-arrested lots of times, but I've been arrested probably about four times for graffiti. But properly, like going to the station and spending the night in the cell kind of thing, yeah.
And you still can't help but be drawn to it. You only have to look at the amount of paint cans here and the canvas that's being masked up for you right now. So what really inspires you deep down about expressing yourself in this way?
When I was young, I had a pretty turbulent childhood, and I don't know, it saved me many times. Like, when I'm painting, I'm not thinking about anything else but painting. So, like, my issues or my problems in my life kind of disappear when I'm painting. So it keeps me sane. I try to paint almost every day. I try to anyway. But I paint a lot. But there's many reasons why people do graffiti. But, I mean, it's down to the person, really, what it means to them. And sorry, I'm not answering this very well.
I think you did a good job. What's your, if you say you try to paint every day, I'm guessing this isn't your full-time job then?
It is
your full-time job, so you have managed to turn it into a living.
And that's the thing. It's like, when I work with like young offenders, I say to them, I'm like, look, well, I've turned something that's illegal into something I get paid out of.
And mostly legal.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? I think that the graffiti artists are going to be the next mural painters. There isn't that many mural painters anymore, and it's mostly graffiti artists who are doing that, you know? Especially in this country. I mean, maybe not so much in America and parts of South America, but... It's the fastest growing art form in the world. There's people doing it in China now and in rural places in Africa, you know, and it's an exciting thing. Graffiti's been around since, well, American style graffiti's been around since the late 60s, so it's not really a new phenomenon. It's been trendy in this, it's been trendy for like five times in this country already. So, like, it's had a lot of media coverage over the years, but people seem to kind of forget that it was ever popular, and now it's popular again, and people are like, wow, this new crazy art form. And you're like, it's been in this country since the early 80s.
Who inspires you now from this scene?
Oh, so many people. Like, I look at everything. Like, I look at, I look at stuff that... I'm really badly dyslexic, so the way that I get around a city is looking at tags and remembering where tags were to get myself around the city. I don't look at street signs, I look at the graffiti to kind of get around. So I get inspired by everyone, really, you know.
Because you take something out of everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to, if you do graffiti art, you get color schemes from different things, like even down to kind of women's dresses, and like designers have a better understanding of color than we do, really, because they're educated in it. So, you know, it's you should look at everything to get inspired by making up new letters out of even shapes. Or
so I imagine there's some young individual listening to this right now, and they may be tagging and writing for the same reasons you began, as a form of escape, as a form of kind of the saving of oneself. Is there any advice that you can give those individuals, not necessarily just about how to evade the law, but is there any advice?
Just be humble, really, you know. Be true to yourself. Understand that some people aren't your mates, you know, like, and I don't know, just try to always kind of improve and push yourself further, and not just take the easy route, you know. It's it can be a really good thing for you if you're cool to people, then you normally get on with people. Do you know what I mean? There'll always be, you always have beefs and stuff like that throughout the time that you're painting, but the kind of positives always outweigh the negatives with graffiti. Like, you normally have more fun doing it than having a bad time, really. You just have to, I don't know, try to push yourself and don't quit. You know, like, the thing is with any type of art is it's about longevity, you know. And you know, it's, yeah, just try to push yourself as hard as you can.
Sizer One, thank you very much.
Thank you.